1 Peter chapter 3. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that, if any, husbands, do not obey the word, they also may without the word be won over by the conversation of the wives, while they see your chaste conversation, coupled with fear, whose beauty is not that outward beauty of braiding the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of fancy clothing, but let it be the inner man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of an humble and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Because after this manner in the old times the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection to their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, as long as you do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, you husbands, live with them, according to knowledge, giving honor to the wife, as to the weaker container, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers not be hindered. Finally, let all of you be of one mind, having compassion towards one another, love as brothers, be full of pity, be courteous, not returning evil for evil, or cursing for cursing, but on the contrary blessing, knowing that you are called for this, that you should inherit a blessing. Because he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no evil. Let him flee from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. Because the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. And who is he who would harm you, if you are followers of that which is good? But, and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you. And do not be afraid of their terror, neither be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. And be ready always to give an answer to every man who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you with humility and fear, having a good conscience, that while they speak evil of you as evildoers, those who falsely accuse may be ashamed, because of your good conversation in Christ. Because it is better, if it is the will of God, that you suffer for doing good, than for doing evil. Because Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who in times past were disobedient, when once the long suffering patience of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which few, that is, eight souls, were saved through the water. In a like manner, even baptism does also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God. Angels and authorities and powers are being made subject to him.